So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9. Chapter is entitled Brahma's Prayer for Creative Energy, text number 37. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When you are contemplating whether there is a source to the stem of the lotus of your birth, and you even enter into that stem, you could not stress out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. Please repeat. When you are contemplating, whether there is a source to the stem of the lotus of your birth, and you even enter into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. Purport. The personality of Godhead can be experienced only by His causeless mercy, not by mental speculation or with the help of material senses. Material senses cannot approach the transcendental understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can be appreciated only by submissive devotional service when He reveals Himself before the devotee. Only by love of Godhead can one know God and not otherwise. The personality of Godhead cannot be seen with the material eyes, but He can be seen from within by spiritual eyes opened by the ointment of love of Godhead. As long as one's spiritual eyes are closed due to the dirty covering of matter, one cannot see the Lord. But when the dirt is removed by the process of devotional service, one can see the Lord without a doubt. Brahma's personal endeavor to see the root of the lotus pipe failed. But when the Lord was satisfied by His penance and devotion, He revealed Himself from within with no external endeavor. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langayate girin jat kripa tam aham bande sri guru dina tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya swami. So this chapter is entitled Brahma's Prayer for Creative Energy. So here Lord is speaking to Brahma, and through this verse He is revealing the secret how we can see or experience the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada in the purport is explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be experienced only by His causeless mercy. So there is a Bengali verse, it said, Seise Ishwar Tattva Bujhivare Pare, Ishwarer Kripale Soiche Jahare. Only by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can experience that Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by personal endeavor. This is very, very important principle to understand. Because in this material world, we try to achieve things by our endeavor. But while we approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we think by our endeavor only, we can understand Krishna, that is not possible. So how the causeless mercy flows? So Prabhupada is explaining that when we have implicit faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Krishna can be understood. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that God can create a stone which He cannot lift. It's a very interesting question. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert in answering this question. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, God can create a stone which He cannot lift, but after some time He can lift it. So this is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which cannot be understood by our material intelligence. Sometimes we try to understand God from our material point of view, from our material senses, by our material intelligence. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is transcendental to our material senses and mind. So therefore, Rupa Goswami has also explained, Ato Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevena Mukhe Jivado Swayamavas Pratyataha. Rupa Goswami has said that by our material senses, we cannot experience the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With our eyes we cannot see God. With our skin we cannot touch Supreme Personality of Godhead. With our ears we cannot hear Him. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental. But our mind, our senses are material. And Prabhupada also in the purport is explaining, material senses and mind cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how it is possible? Only by service. Sevana mukhe jivado. If we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed in front of us. That is the process. Because the spirit soul is minute and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited. A minute living entity cannot have the potency to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead unless He reveals Himself to us. So once Narad Muni was coming from Vaikuntha planet and he was walking. On the way, he met a Brahmana. So Brahmana, he was learned, scholar in Vedic knowledge. He knows everything about Vedic knowledge. And when he saw Narad Muni, she offered obeisances to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, where from are you coming? He said, I am coming from Vaikuntha planet. So Narad Muni, that Brahmana said, oh, you are coming from Vaikuntha planet. So in Vaikuntha planet, what my Lord was doing? Then Narad Muni said, your Lord was doing something wonderful. What was he doing? He said, in one hand, he was holding a needle, in other hand, he was holding a big elephant. And what he was doing? He was passing that elephant through the eye of that needle. So, Brahmana said, Narad Muni has some problem here maybe. He could not believe, because from material scientific point of view, such a huge elephant how it can go through that hole of that needle? Not possible. So although he was a learned scholar, he could not believe this. I said, how it is possible? So Narad Muni could understand that he has no faith in my words. Then he left that place and on the way he met a cobbler. And cobbler was doing a job under a banyan tree. So this cobbler, although he is not a learned scholar, but he was a great devotee of the Lord. So as soon as he saw Narad Muni, he also asked the same question. So Narad Muni, where from you are coming? So Narad Muni said, I am coming from Vaikuntha planet. So he repeated the question of the Brahmana also. He said, oh, you are coming from Vaikuntha planet. So what my Lord was doing in that Vaikuntha planet? And he repeated the same thing. He said that your Lord was passing through that big elephant through the eye of the needle. So as soon as he heard that, he started crying, oh, my Lord is so wonderful. So Narad Muni said, you believe that? He said, what is the question of believing? For my Lord is nothing. For us, it may be very, very difficult to do that. But for my Lord, is very simple thing to do. He said, how? He said, he then started explaining, giving the purport to Narad Muni. He said, my dear Narad Muni, we are sitting under this banyan tree. So in that banyan tree, there are a lot of fruits. So in that fruit, in every fruit there is a seed. So he's asking Narad Muni, how many banyan trees are there in this small seed? So the answer is unlimited banyan trees. Then he said, If my Lord can put unlimited banyan trees in that simple small seed, so for that Lord to pass through a big elephant through the eye of the needle, what's the big deal about it? But for us, it's very, very difficult to understand. Because our calculative material mind and material intelligence cannot figure it out. That's why the Lord can be understood if we have the implicit faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we have that inconceivable faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that inconceivable Supreme Personality of Godhead can be conceived, can be understood, can be experienced by His causeless mercy. And Prabhupada is also pointing out that we cannot see the Lord through our material eyes. It's not possible. Brahma is also explaining that in Brahma Sanghita. Premanjana charita bhakti vilachanayana santa sadaiva hidayesu vilakayanti jangsam sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindam adipurasam tamaham bhajam. So we can see God only we develop love of Godhead. We have to have eyes which has ointment of love of Godhead. Without that we cannot see God. So Krishna is also telling in Bhagavad Gita that naam prakasa sarvasya jogo maya samabrita. She said, I don't reveal myself because I am covered over by my yoga maya potency. And also the living entity is also covered over by mohamaya potency. So two potency is covering. So mohamaya potency is covering the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is covered over by yoga maya potency. So two coverings. So how we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So this is a very nice example by which we can understand how we can see God. So before I go to that example, I'll try to analyze that when we try to see God by our own endeavor, it is very, very difficult to see Him. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to reveal Himself to us, then it will be possible for us to see Him. So generally, I give the example that President of America that time was Jimmy Carter. So Jimmy Carter was elected as the President of the United States. And when he came for the first day in his office in Washington DC, he wanted to see how his followers did the campaign for him. Because before someone is elected, his followers do a lot of campaign. So he was going through different campaign. It's a real life story. So he saw a man is doing something wonderful, was doing something wonderful campaign. And that campaign was, the location is University of Florida campus. And Hare Krishna devotees are doing Harinam Sankirtan. So during that time, Hare Krishnas are not something very nicely appreciated in America. People used to think they have some problem here. So therefore they are Hare Krishnas. So they are doing Harinam Sankirtan, huge Harinam Sankirtan party. And in that person, the follower of Jimmy Carter, was following that Harinam Sankirtan party at the back and he was holding a placard stating, vote for Jimmy Carter. So Jimmy Carter was somehow very impressed by this unusual campaign and he was very happy with that. So he called his secretary. He said, I am very happy with this campaign. I want to have dinner with him tomorrow. So the secretary had a problem with that because to trace out that person in such a huge country and bring him here in Washington DC in one day, it was very difficult for him. And the secretary revealed to the Prime Minister, he said, President, how can I bring him in one day? He said, that's your problem. So I want to have dinner with him, that's my business. So rest is up to you how to do that. So it's the instruction from the President of United States, so he had to do it. So the network in US is very nicely arranged. So he tracked that person somehow by Krishna's mercy. So he got that person, invited him. He flew to Washington DC and had a dinner with Jimmy Carter. The moral of the story is, if that person wanted to have dinner with Jimmy Carter, he had to have a hard time. But because Jimmy Carter wanted to have a dinner with him, so things become very easy. So that's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, don't try to see Krishna. Serve Krishna in such a way, Krishna will come to see you. That is the process. That is the Siddhanta. That is the Siddhanta of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, we should not try to see Krishna. Rather, we should be absorbed in devotional service. And when Krishna will be pleased in our devotional service, he will come to see us. So, generally, when you do something exceptional, then Krishna gets attracted. If you do something normal, generally you cannot catch the attention. So therefore, this man could draw the attention of Jimmy Carter because he did something unusual. So therefore, in our parampara, so when we do something wonderful, generally it becomes natural that Krishna will be attracted. But we have to do according to our capacity. Sometimes by hearing this we become too enthusiastic to do something very unusual, and devotees' lives become very difficult. So once some devotee approached Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I want to go and preach in the nightclub. I think it's in London. So many people are coming there, so I can preach to a lot of people." So Prabhupada said, "It's a great idea, but make sure you come back." So, sometimes we have wonderful ideas, but we don't know our capacity. So, according to our capacity, we should do that. So, Vibhishan did something wonderful for Lord Ram. So, Vibhishan was brother of Ravana. And Ravana was the enemy of Lord Ram. And Ravana at the headquarters in Lanka. So Vibhishan wanted to spread the glories of Lord Ram. So that is the natural tendency of the devotees, that they want to spread the glories of their master. So Vibhishan thought that I will start spreading the glory of Lord Ram from Lanka. So what did he do? He wrote the name of Lord Ram in his house. Ram. So intelligence branch of Ravana gave the information to Ravana that your brother in your headquarter is writing the name of your enemy in his house. So when Ravana heard that, he became furious and he ran towards his house with his army. So Ravana came, said Vibhishan was there in his house. He said, "Vibhishan, how dare you can write the name of my enemy in my kingdom, in your house?" So Vibhishan's reaction was very unusual. He said, "What are you talking?" As if he could not understand anything. He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You have written the name of my enemy in your on the wall of your house." "So what? Who is your enemy?" "It's Ram." "So this Ram is not your enemy. This is a different Ram." "A different Ram? So I know only one Ram." He said, "No, this Ram is something different." He said, "Can you explain?" So Vibhishan said, "Ra means Ravana and Ma means Mandadiri, your wife." So he became very happy. "Oh really? So I didn't know this Ram. So if this Ram means me and my wife, so why you are writing only in your house? You should write this name all over Lanka. Ramchandra Bhagavan ki." So in that way, Vibhishan spread the glories of Lord Ram in Lanka. So where from this intelligence comes? This intelligence is given by the Lord. So therefore, when you have some sincere desire to do something wonderful for the Lord, Lord gives the intelligence. The Lord gives the intelligence to do that. So therefore, the sincerity to serve something To serve the Lord in a wonderful way is the qualification to reveal the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll give a common example. If sincerity is there, so you can do something wonderful. So one family was there, and they had a son. And somehow or other, that boy, he became a man, he was involved in something wrong activity, some criminal activity. And he was imprisoned, he was in the prison. So that family had a beautiful garden. So in the winter, generally in India, you do a lot of cultivation. So he wanted to make that ground ready for cultivation. But the father was old. And his mother said, please do something because this is the time to grow. He said, how can I do? I am old man and my son is in prison. We cannot do anything this winter. So they felt very sad. But the father wrote a letter to his son. So, my dear son, so this time we cannot do anything in our garden because we cannot make the ground ready because we are very old and you are in the prison. So we are thinking what to do. So the son got the letter and the son replied back. He said, don't do anything in the garden. He said, why? And he also answered that before I came, I kept some gun under the ground there in the garden. So they didn't hear that before. And somehow or other, that news spread to the police. So after a few days, police came and knocked at the door. He said, we have got some information that there are guns under the ground in your garden. So, no, my son is not like that. He's a very good boy, but somehow or other he got involved in something. So he cannot do like that. He said, no, we have very secret information. So the police force started digging the ground. So they are digging, the whole garden was digged. But they could not find that gun. He said, sorry, information was incorrect. So after some time, the parents got another letter from the son. He said, I did not have any other choice than to send the police force to make the garden ready for you. So if you have the sincerity, even if you are in prison, you can do service. So, but I am not telling we should be in the prison to do something wonderful. But the moral of the story is that when we have sincere desire from our heart to do something wonderful, Krishna empowers us. So in that way, Rupa Goswami is telling that Ato Sri Krishna Namadi Navaved Gayam Indriya Sevana Mukhe Jivado Swayam Vaspratata. When you do something wonderful for Krishna, then Krishna reveals himself. That is a very, very important lesson. So now, with Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilechanana Santa Sadaiva Hidayasya Vilakayanti. So we have to develop love in our heart, then Krishna is revealed. So, Prabhupada is telling that we cannot see because we are covered over. Covering is there. So, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that he is covered by Yogamaya potency, Yogamaya Samabrita, and we are also covered over by Mahamaya potency. So, two potencies are there to cover. So, example is given that Krishna's pastimes is like a performance. Performance of a drama. So when we want to see a drama or movie, we go to an auditorium. So in order to enter into auditorium, you have to buy some ticket or free pass, whatever. But you have to have a ticket. So with that ticket, you can enter into the auditorium. But in the auditorium, if you enter, doesn't mean you can see the performance. Because on the stage, in the auditorium, there is another curtain. So is controlled by somebody else, the director of the drama. So you cannot claim, oh, I have entered into the auditorium, I must see the drama. But we can see the drama only when this curtain is lifted. And that lifting of the curtain is controlled by the director of the drama. Not that I have bought the ticket, I have entered into the auditorium, I can see the drama. No. In the same way, just giving the example of ISKCON, if ISKCON is an auditorium, by accepting the process of devotional service, by accepting a spiritual master, we can enter into this auditorium. But it doesn't mean that you can see the performance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. Just like I can, by buying ticket, I can enter into the auditorium, but it doesn't mean that I can see the performance. But when we can see the performance, when the curtain is lifted, but that curtain, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will lift by His own sweet will. It's not dependent on our spiritual practice. That's why it is said, Seise Ishwar Tattva Bujhivare Pare, Ishwarer Kripale Soyeche Jahare. Only by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that curtain can be lifted. So sometimes there are two philosophies. One philosophy is that by your own endeavor you can see God. And another philosophy, you don't have to do anything. When Krishna will be willing, you can see God. So no, don't do anything, become lazy. But Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is that we have to do our part. If you don't enter into auditorium, if performance is there, how you can see, unless you are in the auditorium? But if you are in the auditorium, doesn't mean you can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that curtain has to be lifted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, we have to wait. So that is the process of our devotional service. We have to serve, continue our devotional service one day when Krishna will be willing. That day we can see Krishna face to face. So that is the teachings. Another example is given, if that is auditorium performance is okay, but Krishna when He appears, Krishna appeared 5000 years ago, so Kauravas could not see Him as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Pandavas could see. So that time when Krishna comes into this planet, the whole planet becomes auditorium, open auditorium. But to see that, you have to have some special eye. Prabhupada said that. Pandavas had that eye, that's why he could see. They could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Kauravas did not have that. And that is the eye of love of Godhead. Premanjana charita bhakti vilachanena. Even if Krishna comes in front of us, we cannot see. So why you are fighting so much to see God? Because even if Krishna comes, we cannot see Him. Krishna appeared in front of the Kauravas. Kauravas could not see. So seeing Krishna is not so important. Rather, we should be absorbed in devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj, after doing austerity for 6 months, Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him. And he wanted to give him benediction. Dhruva, what benediction you want? So Dhruva Maharaj asked for a benediction. It's a very, very important benediction he asked for. And he said, if you want to give this benediction, please give this benediction that I can glorify you in the association of devotees. That is the benediction he asked for. Because Dhruva Maharaj knew that he could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of the causeless mercy of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. So he understood that. That's why he did not ask, oh, I am to see you. He said, only desire I have so that I can glorify you in the association of devotees. That's why Narada Muni is teaching through Dhruva Maharaj that what is the goal of our spiritual life. And Krishna has also said where He resides. He said, Nahaṁ tiṣṭhāmi Vaikuṇṭhe. Krishna is telling that I don't reside in the Vaikuṇṭha planet. Yoginam hidaye subha. I don't reside in the heart of a yogi. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. So I reside in those places where my devotees glorify me. That is very, very important. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Jedino Grihe Bhajana Dekhi Grihete Goloko Bhai. He has said, whenever I see that my family members are glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in my house become Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is not a place. Vrindavan is the place of consciousness. In the spiritual world, everybody is glorifying Krishna. Here, everybody is trying to glorify themselves. That is the difference. So how Krishna will be revealed? When Krishna will be the center of our life. So how we can make Krishna as the center of our life? Whenever we gather together, we try to discuss about Him. We try to glorify Him. But our tendency is, whenever we gather, we try to glorify ourselves. That's why Krishna cannot be revealed. That is not Sadhu Sangha. Krishna is telling Sadhu Sangha means, Machitta Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Kathayantascha Mangnittam, Tushanticha Ramanticha. What is Sadhu Sangha? What is association of devotees? Association of devotees means, when the sadhus or devotees gather together, they glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha. And in that Sadhu Sangha, Krishna always resides. Therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on South Indian tour, he resided in the place called Kurumakshetra. And in Kurumakshetra, Kurma Brahmin wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't have to travel with me. You can reside in your own house. But if you do two things, then I will be always in your house. What are the two things you have to do? You have to chant Hare Krishna all the time. And also, you distribute this holy name to others through the process of preaching. So you call all your neighbors at your house and you have Krishna Katha. So if these two activities are carried out, then that place becomes Vaikuntha. Chant Hare Krishna and engage others in the process of chanting. And that is the way we can see Krishna all the time. So here, Srila Prabhupada is telling, so you can see Krishna face to face when we develop love of Godhead within. So devotional service is an experience. It's not achievements. We have joined ISKCON not to achieve things. Achievement is there. But by achievements you cannot see Krishna. So when we experience love of Godhead within, then we can see Krishna. But our tendency in this material world to achieve something, so with that tendency we enter into ISKCON and we want to show things that I have achieved this, I have achieved that. So that you can do. But that does not mean that you can see Krishna. So unless unless and until you experience love of Godhead within, you cannot see Krishna. So therefore, we have to shift our paradigm from achievement to experience. So we have to experience within. That's what Prabhupada is telling, the spiritual I within. So that experience is within. So how we can experience that within? When we are free from the desire of achievements. That is very, very important. Why we want to achieve things? We want to show people that I am something great. So as long as that tendency will be there, that I am great, then how you can see the real great person? Because you are great. So it's a question of seeing other great person. You can see you. So when you have the tendency to establish that we are great, so there is no chance to see the real great person. So when we become humble, humility, because Humility, Krishna is great, I am insignificant. That is the uniting force. But if I feel I am great, then how Krishna and I can be attracted? Cannot be. So when we develop the quality of humility within, then that attracts the attention of Krishna. That is very, very important. So if you don't cultivate that quality, so how that will come? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni. What is the symptom of knowledge? In this world, someone is knowledgeable because very proud. I don't know how much in Australia, but in India at least, if you have many degrees, 1 degree, one level of pride. 2 degrees, more pride. So they like to write many degrees. So I was hearing a nice story from one of my friends. So there was a synthesis of science and religion in Calcutta city in 1997, early 1997. So there was a gathering of scientists, both devotee scientists and also outside scientists. So scientists will have to a PhD. So one devotee also went there, I also went there to see how things are happening. So one devotee brought a card, visiting card. So he has written on the card, PhDF. So everybody thought, we have degrees, PhD, some new degree has come up, looks like. PhDF? Said, then one devotee approached secretly, said, what is this degree? We never heard. He said, it's nothing. Because in order to come here, you have to be a PhD, but I am not PhD, so I have to write something. So he said, PhDF means PhD, but failed. So people like to have degrees. And that is the symptom of knowledge in this material world. More degrees, more pride. But Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, what is the symptom of knowledge? Vidya Vinaya Sampanni. So knowledge means humility. And how it comes? Some others, equal vision. Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmane Gavyasthini Sunichaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarsina. So who is in knowledge? Who has equal vision? How you can have equal vision? Everybody is different. Everybody is different. But the person who are in knowledge, they don't see the bodies. They see the soul within. Then you can have equal vision. And when you have that equal vision, that is the beginning of humility. When you start seeing living entity as a spirit soul. And that is the fundamental principle given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So when you have that equal vision, naturally you become humble. At least equal, we are all equal. Then when you advance more, you develop more humility. That is the symptom of advancement in Krishna consciousness. And that attracts Krishna. Some people say, oh, how do I know I am advancing or not? So when you start appreciating others more, and when you start appreciating Krishna more, then definitely that is the symptom of advancement in Krishna consciousness. But when you start feeling that I am great, and someone else, the others are not so great, that is the symptom you are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. Very, very simple. So I'll finish the class with a small anecdote, a small example, that the pride is like mountain. So when you see a mountain from a distance, the mountain looks very small. And you also feel, oh, the size of the mountain and size of me almost same. So it's like a mountain like pride. So why is happening? Because you are far, far away from the mountain. But when that person starts walking towards the mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger. It's not that mountain is becoming bigger, but vision changes. So when you come closer to the mountain will start appearing bigger and bigger, and the living entity, that person will start feeling what? Smaller and smaller. That is the symptom of humility. So when we are far, far away from Krishna, then we feel, oh, Krishna and myself may be same, looks like. So I am also great, Krishna is also great. There are two philosophies. One philosophy, if Krishna has taken birth and he has become God, so I have also taken birth, so I should be also God. So Krishna is God, I am God, everyone is God. That is one philosophy in India. So everyone is God. And other philosophy is, if Krishna has taken birth from the womb of his mother, if he is not God, if I am, and I am also taken by, I have also taken birth from my womb of my mother, so I am not God. So Krishna has also taken birth from the womb of his mother, so he is also not God. So if I am not God, Krishna is also not God. So nobody is God. You understand? So everyone is God is called Mayavad philosophy, and no one is God is called atheism. So these are the two prominent philosophy available in this material world. So when we are far, far away from Krishna, we feel very proud that I am great. Just like mountain, that person was feeling great when he was far, far away from the mountain. So Krishna is like a mountain. So when we start coming closer to that mountain like Krishna, so naturally Krishna starts appearing greater and greater, and I start realizing that I am very, very insignificant. And that is the symptom of advancement in Krishna consciousness. So devotees, whether they are developing love of Godhead or not, that will be understood when they start exhibiting the quality of humility from within. And in that way you can attract the attention of Krishna, and when we cultivate genuine humility in our heart, one day Krishna will be revealed in our heart. And that is the process Prabhupada has given, that by our own endeavor we cannot see Krishna, by cultivating the quality of love of Godhead through the process of humility, one day we can see Krishna face to face by His causeless mercy. So what we have learned today, the first lesson was, we can understand Krishna by His causeless mercy. Second lesson we have learned, although Krishna cannot be seen, but when we engage in His devotional service, Krishna reveals Himself. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, don't try to see Krishna. Serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna will come to see you. And third principle we have learned, that only by developing love of Godhead, by developing the eye anointed with the love of Godhead within, we can see Krishna within. And the beginning of that development of love of Godhead is to cultivate the quality of humility. And that comes from the transcendental knowledge of equal vision of all living entity. So these are the few lessons we learned today. And we pray to Srila Prabhupada, one day we can cultivate these qualities, and by His causeless mercy, Krishna can be revealed in our life also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. It's 8:30 now, I don't know the system here, you can ask questions or not. I heard that 8:30 is the cut-off time, so I tried to be on time. If you don't mind, then we can have some questions if you have any. Difficult question you asked. The question is, can you explain how to develop that quality of humility? So someone asked Srila Prabhupada, how to become humble? Prabhupada said, by being humble. So because our pride is so significant in our life, it becomes very, very difficult to become humble. I heard one topic on sentence from a devotee that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj used to tell, that fake it till you make it. Doesn't mean artificially you have to show, but you have to genuinely try. It will not come in one day. You have to practice it. So problem is that we practice it at the beginning stage of our life. When we come to ISKCON at the beginning days, we become very humble. Prabhu, I am so fallen, please be merciful. Right? In India I see that. As day progresses, when you advance, slowly, your attitude changes. Right or wrong? So at the beginning we become Das. Right? Everybody is Das, means servant. So one day one devotee came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I got the name, but I forgot the name. Some Samsundar Das or sir, that is not important part of the name. Second part you remember, Das. That is equal for everyone. That is the significant part of the name. But we have a tendency to forget that. Because in ISKCON we have a system of addressing others as Prabhu. So when you hear the same thing again and again, you start believing that. So Prabhuji, how are you? Prabhuji, how are you? You start seeing the advancement. From Das I have become Prabhu now. So you can call. Who are you speaking? Samsundar's Prabhu speaking. So you have become Prabhu now. From Das to Prabhu, that is advancement. So in ISKCON everything becomes perfected when you become Maha. Maha Big Book, Maha Prasad, Maha Harinam. So you don't feel happy by only being Prabhu. So when you advance further from Prabhu, you become Mahaprabhu. Then that is the perfection of life. So instead of